The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, 10th of Iyar, 5780, the 4th of May, 2020, the 25th day of the Omer, Dayan Elimelech van Zetter. Music during Sfiras HaOmer. Good morning, Rabbeisai. I hope everyone is well, everyone is in good health. I can't hear you, apparently, but I hope you can hear me. We're going to be discussing today a very interesting topic, and especially this year, it is a shaila that is a recurring shaila. It's a question that has been asked left, right, and center across the world, from G'dayle Yisrael, to local Orthodox Rabbonim. Everyone is grappling with this question. The question is, what do we do with regards to listening to music or dancing or even playing musical instruments during Sfiras HaOmer? Is there a heter, given the circumstances, given the pandemic, and even though we can't really escape it, every single one of the questions and the shilas that we are dealing with at the moment is tainted or imbued with COVID-19 aspects. And therefore, we can't shy away from dealing with those questions, and we have to deal with them in light of current circumstances and see exactly what Halacha has to say about it and how we can deal with it. Now, let me preface this shiur by telling you off the bat that there is no blanket heter. There is absolutely no blanket heter, and anyone who says otherwise is really missing the point. There is no blanket heter. Last week, or maybe 10 days ago, but I think it was last week, a psak issued by the Vada Rabbonim of the Karlin Stolen community in Eretz Yisrael was widely circulated, and I got a copy of the psak, and people who were circulating the psak were basically saying how sensitive and how sensible these Rabbonim are, because they gave out a blanket heter, understanding the current situation that we are all facing, which is not at all correct. The psak is dated Erev Rosh Chodesh year, and it is dealing with music this year during Sfiras HaOmer in light of the current pandemic. And if you read the psak, it's not really the psak itself, but rather publicizing their opinion. It's one paragraph, even though maybe 10 lines, but it's really one paragraph. But they say the following: Al kena shana b'makom atzoyrich. He says, they say the following: therefore, this year, in a situation of need, in a time of need, we may be lenient and we may listen to recorded music, either on tape or discs, and similar recording. Yeah. And they say that's what they say. There's not a blanket heter. They're not giving a blanket heter. They are simply saying that in a situation of need, there is room to be lenient and to permit listening to music to all those who need this specific heter. Now, this is nothing new at all. There's nothing new at all. As we shall see, there is plenty of halachic precedent in addressing this issue and in giving a heter to those who need in various ways, shapes, or forms, as Bez Hashem we are going to see. Now, in tandem with that specific letter, there is a tshuva written by Moira Rabbi Minchas Osher, Rav Osher Weiss, and the tshuva is addressed to one of his talmidim, Rav Avram Katz. And the question is, and he's dealing basically with the same question, with regards to your question, which is the question of many, question that is in the minds of many at the moment. Haim yesh lakel v'shata da le'atir shmiyaz muzika b'mei atzvira eikev machla zakorina. If we can be makel at this moment in time and allow and be matir listening to music because of the corona pandemic. He starts off in the first paragraph, he says the following. Let me tell you how much I am suffering because of this. Because it seems to me that it has become a welcome or a modus operandi. It has become everyone's way of operating, that even Rabbonim, many Rabbonim are now being makel, are now being lenient, ruling leniently in every single one of the areas of Halacha because of this illness. Some of them exempted people from cleaning for Pesach. Some of them gave a heter for people to milekatchila eat kidneys on Pesach. Some of them gave a heter for people to do Sedarim through Zoom and other telecommunication devices. Some of them permitted planting or tending to your garden during Chol HaMoed, so on and so forth. In every single area of Halacha, many were incredibly makel. And he says he's very pained by this, because this is not really the derech. It's not the derech of Klal Yisrael to simply lower our guard and say we are so weak that we need the Teirim left, right, and center. No, on the contrary. In moments like this, we need to be mischazik. We need to strengthen ourselves in halachic observance. But with halachic observance comes halachic understanding, or I would say that halachic observance is predicated upon a solid halachic understanding that requires us to know exactly what we are talking about, the issues that we're dealing with, and we need to understand the strength of Klal Yisrael, and we need to be mitzchazik ourselves in our halachic observance, and not necessarily looking out for kulis if we are not really in need of those kulis. And therefore, the question that we should deal with is that in light of the current pandemic, with the extended periods of quarantine and lockdowns being observed, if we are acting responsibly, being observed not only in the UK but across the world, and given that we have a mitzvah d'oraisa, as we find in Sefer Devarim, Perek Dalet, Posuk Tes, of protecting our lives, this situation has presented numerous halachic problems and shailas that we are all we're all grappling with in order to provide a clear guidance to Klal Yisrael. Because as we observe Minhagei Avelus during Sfiras HaOmer, as we find in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, Siman Taf Tzadik Gimel, these Minhagei Avelus are meant to decrease our Simcha, because we're mourning the death of Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim, as we find in the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. And therefore the recurring shaila is being presented, and that is it mutter to listen to music? And when I say listening to music, I must quantify and clarify that we are only talking about music that is halachically appropriate, or moreover, is it mutter to play a musical instrument, or moreover, is it mutter to take dance lessons or exercise to music, when all of that is being done for medical reasons, for example, as part of physical or psychological therapy, or to mitigate being overly, and I stress the word overly, sad, anxious, and maybe even depressed due to the current situation. Now, if we phrase the shaila in this manner, then we understand exactly what we're talking about, and then we understand that we're not looking for a blanket heter, but rather we're looking for answers for specific situations that might provide the questioner with a psak that is befitting his specific situation, which might maybe a leniency But in his situation, it's not necessarily a leniency, but it may very well be Ikar Adin Halacha Psukah when it comes to that specific person. And therefore, as I mentioned, these halachas are found in Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim Siman Taf Tadi Gimel. The first thing we need to do is to take a look at Shulchan Aruch Taf Tzadik Gimel Halacha Seif Aleph and take a look at what it says. And it says the following. Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, Noyagim Shaloi Lisa Isha Bing Pesach Leat Teres Ad Lag Vayomer. We have the custom of not marrying between Pesach and Shavuos until Lag Baomer. I'm quoting from the Mechaber over here. Why? Because during this time, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were Nifta. They died. Avali Arizu Lekadesh Shapir Dame. However, engagements are permitted. Unesuin Nami, Mishe Kofot the Konos, Ein Oin Shin Oisei. And also, when it comes to getting married, if someone is Poret Kodor, if someone doesn't observe the restriction, and the person goes ahead and marries a lady, we're not going to punish this person for this, for doing this. Ed the Ramah and says the following: Miu milag ba'omer ve'eilech akol shari. However, from lag ba'omer onward, and that's minag Ashkenaz, because for Sfardim it is lad the 34th day of the omer, not the 33rd. As it is for Ashkenazim, from that day onwards, Lag Baomer for Ashkenazim or Lad Baomer for Sfardim, everything is mutar. That is the word, these are the words of the Ramah. Now, if we take a look, if we paid attention to the Shulchan Aruch, which we've just quoted, we will have understood that Shulchan Aruch is not mentioning neither dancing nor music. It doesn't say neither dancing nor music. And therefore, if we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says the following. What's the reason why it is mutter to get engaged? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shema Ikad Mo'acher. And why? Because maybe someone else is going to propose before you do. And therefore, it is mutter to get engaged during Siras HaOmer. Add the Mishnah Berurah. Mutar lasa is gamkin tilda zirusin. It is also mutar to have a tilda zirusin, an engagement, a board, an engagement party. Now, nowadays we can't do that because of government restrictions, because of COVID-19, and therefore it is absolutely incumbent upon every single one of us to fulfill the mitzvah of Bochai Bahem, as we read in last week's Parsha, in Parsha Zachari Mois, in Perek Yudches, Posuk Hei, V'chai Bohem, and we must live by mitzvahs and commandments and not Chaz V'Sholem the contrary. And therefore, this might not be so applicable because we need to act responsibly and observe the lockdown and the quarantine and social isolation and social distancing. But the Mishnah Berurah says the following. If there is an engagement, it is mutar to even have a silda, mikol mokoin, it's mutar to make shiduchim and have the silda, says the Mishnah Berurah. Aval lasa is rikudin o macholis nahaguiser. However, dancing is forbidden. Dancing is forbidden. Mikol sheken b'shar rikudin macholis shel reshus bevaday yesh lizer. If dancing is forbidden when you're celebrating a simcha, such as an engagement, which is a tremendous simcha, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'kol shekem, and all the more so for any other kind of dancing, when the dancing is simply being done for the joy and the pleasure it brings. So we see over here that neither the Mishnah Berurah nor the Shulchan Aruch mention anything about music. They don't mention anything about music, and therefore we need to try and find a precedent that does deal with music. And we find it in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Haim, also Siman Tadi, Taf Tadi Gimel, Sif Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following. At the end of the Seif, I'm not going to read everything again, because it is mostly a repetition of what we find in the Shulchan Aruch, with more in great detail, if you will. And as you know, the Aruch HaShulchan predates the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan comes before the Mishnah Berurah. And at the end of Seif Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following: V'kol Sheken, he brings it as a kol sheken. He brings it as a all the more so. She'asur lezamer bekli zemer. It is forbidden to play musical instruments.
Kol halashon.
In seudas a reshus mutar kemoi seudas meirais ubilvade beloy rekodim machlis. He brings it as a kol sheken that it is forbidden to play musical instruments, and it is forbidden, and therefore we infer from here that it is forbidden to to listen to music. And what am I saying over here? That this prohibition, the prohibition that we observe of not listening to music, is a relatively recent minhag avelus that was introduced. It is not something that we find in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rishonim. It's not something that we find in earlier sources. Now, granted that these restrictions, they copy, they emulate, they are based on the restrictions that we observe with regards to Ilchos Avelus, yeah? And in Ilchos Avelus, the Aloch is very, very clear. In Ilchos Avelus, yeah? In Ilchos Avelus, in Yeredea, Shin Samach Ches, we find over there, there's a tshuva of the Maran Shik, and we find in the words of the Seichemed, and the Gesher Chaim brings it, and the Kolboi Al Avelus brings it, so on and so forth. That basically during the entire 12 months of mourning for a parent, the mourner is forbidden to listen to a musical performance, even if it is not a celebration. All the more so, he's forbidden to play a musical instrument. Yeah? However, if he must play a musical instrument for his parnasa, then he will be allowed to do so. And that's what we find in the name of the Mishmar Shloime. Yeah? Oishaf. Seif Yutes, that's what he brings over there, and the Gesher Chaim also brings that. So we see over here that given that although we find a very clear halacha with regards to music for someone who is observing Avelus, we don't necessarily find it with regards to Sfiras HaOmer, but given that the halachas we observe, the mourning that we observe during Sfiras HaOmer is patterned after the laws of Avelus that we observe, Chas v'Sholim, when someone has a patira, when someone needs to observe Avelus for one of the Sheva Kravim, one of the seven relatives for whom one observes Avelus, and also because these alochas are found in the Bein HaMetzarim, in alochas Bein HaMetzarim, and therefore, around the time of the Aruch HaShulchan, it was introduced also and extended to Sefiras HaOmer. And that is as early as we get. We don't get it to much, much earlier. Okay? And therefore, we found what's the maskan over here. The maskan of Aruch HaShulchan is that even though we permit festive meals in honor of an engagement during Sefiras HaOmer, there should be no dancing at all. And all the more so, the kol sheken musical instruments shouldn't be played. And the Mishnah Berurah that we quoted in Sivkot and Gimel explains that it is mutter to make shidduchim and hold a seuda in honor of an engagement during the first 33 days of the Sefirah. However, the minhag is to prohibit dancing at such events, and all the more so, one should be stringent with regards to recreational dancing. Now, despite the fact that the halachas we've just mentioned are not found in earlier sources, as I mentioned, dealing with Sefiras HaOmer, there is a consensus amongst contemporary poskim that it should be indeed observed. And I'll give you some sources. This is found in Igros Moshe Orachaim Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Kuf Samach Vov, and in Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Pei Zayin, and in Yoredea, Chelek Beis, Tshuva Kuf Lamed Zayin. It is also found in Minchazich Itzchok, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Kuf Yud Aleph, in Kinyan HaTorah, Chelek Beis, Tshuva Tzadik Tes, Yechaved Ha'as, Rav Ovadia Yosef, in Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Lamed, and the Mishnah Lochus, in Chelek Ches, Siman Kuf Pei Ches, And in Az Nidvaru, Chelek Yud, Tshuva, Chof, Gimel. I've just given you many, many, many sources who strengthen the minhag of not listening to music at all. And therefore, it is abundantly clear, it is a minhag mekubal b'chol Israel, that we do not listen to music during Sfiras Omer. Now, I'm not telling you any chidushim over here. I may have shared with you some Mari Mekremis, some sources you were a bit you didn't necessarily know of before, but that is the halacha, and we do not listen to music during Sfiras Omer. Notwithstanding that, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Gimel Tshuva Pei Zayin, in addressing whether it is mutter to play a musical instrument during Sfiras Omer, Rav Moshe writes the following: if this is done for Parnosa, then it is mutter even on the days of the sphere itself. For regarding this person, this is not being done for reasons of simcha. So Rav Moshe establishes a clear chiluk between musical activities being done for the simcha they bring, and the same activity is being done for other reasons. And whereas for simcha, he says it's osur for other reasons, for example, someone's parnosa, if the parnosa comes from playing a musical instrument, Rav Moshe is matir. Rav Yitzchok Yaakov Fuchs Shlita from Yerushalayim, in his brilliant Sefer Halichos Bas Yisrael, chapter 24, Halacha 5, Rav Fuchs writes as follows, and I'm quoting directly from his Sefer. It says the following: it is forbidden to listen to music during Sfira, even in private. These restrictions apply only to listening to music for pleasure. Someone who earns her livelihood as a music teacher may give lessons. Similarly, though dancing for enjoyment is forbidden, a teacher may supervise a rehearsal which is accompanied by song and dance, providing it is performed in a closed room. And therefore, Rav Fuchs makes it abundantly clear that even though recreational dancing or listening to music for pleasure is forbidden during the Sfira, a teacher, for example, may supervise the dancing rehearsal which is accompanied by music so long as it is performed in a closed environment. And in footnote 15, he adds that he has personally heard from a number of contemporary prominent poskim that if the singing and dancing have a purpose, a specific purpose other than pleasure, then one may be lenient if it takes place in a closed room. Maran Tara Tvira, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in dealing with whether it is mutter for someone to listen to recorded music for medical reasons, Rav Kanievsky Shlita passes that such a person may be lenient and listen to music in private. And this psak is brought in the Sefer Piskei Shmuis, page 56. Now, a similar lenient psak is given by Rav Shalom Kraus in the Sefer and the Shut Divrei Shalom, Chelek 4, Chelek Dalet, on page 259, psak number 80. Moreover, we find even earlier sources in a tshuva written by the Shevet Alevi, by Rav Vosner, Zechet Tzandik B'Kolo Shebrocha. It's in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Ches, Tshuva Kuf Chof Zayin. And Rav Vosner writes that although recorded music has the same din as music from musical instruments and is therefore forbidden during Sfiras Omer, there is room to be lenient, and he's writing there about Bein HaMetzorim, which is more chomerdiker than Sfiras Omer, and therefore, if it is mutter during Bein HaMetzorim, as we shall see in this specific case, it is mutter during Sfiras Omer. And what is he doing? What is he referring to there? He's referring to the case of those who listen to recorded music in order to ease their sadness, which might certainly be extended to depression and psychological needs. The Alichos Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik L'Kosh Livrocha, in Sfiras Omer, chapter 11, footnote 51, he paskins that a school should refrain from teaching dance classes and having dance groups during Sfiras Omer, for even though the main purpose of such classes is not to simply rejoice It's not simply simcha. It is nevertheless a natural, listen to music, the simcha that it brings is a natural consequence. Notwithstanding that, Rav Shlomo Zalman, on the same page in Devar Halacha Chof Beis, paskens that one is permitted to cautiously, he adds, listen to classical music and chazonos, as one does not dance to such types of music. And I bring your attention again to the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah was talking about dancing. And therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, given that classical music or chazonos don't cause a person to burst out dancing, he says that one may cautiously listen to it. And he paskens furthermore in footnote 54 that it was mutter to play the piano at the house of a lady who was ill in order to give her chizuk. Now, in brief sukkim from the Mincha Shlomo, we can clearly see the different gradations of how and when to apply stringencies and leniencies according to different halachic scenarios. Moreover, there is an additional leniency found in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo itself, in Orachaim Simon Tafkuf Samach, Seif Gimel, and in the Mishnah Berurah, Tafkuf Samach, Seif Kotten Tes Zayin, and they allow music, despite our state of avelus over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, in situations where the purpose is other than to simply rejoice. And as we mentioned before, our being in quarantine enables us to fulfill the mitzvah of looking after our health, and we should be very responsible about it, and therefore we're looking after our lives. But we must be cognizant of the possible toll that it may take on our physical, emotional, or even psychological well-being. And therefore, it is fundamental that we pay attention to all aspects of our overall health, and whereas observing all of our minhagim during Sefer Soima is certainly of the utmost importance, as with any other mitzvah, it is equally important that we assess and reassess our overall health and well-being during this pandemic, so as to seek rabbinic guidance that will help us correctly apply halacha to our personal circumstances. Now, the various sources mentioned during the shiur give us a sense of the broad scope of halacha with regards to music, dancing, and playing musical instruments during Sefiras HaOmer, and also shows us how contemporary poskim addressed these questions. They are generic in the sense of establishing an overarching minhag, according to which we are required to observe a collective time of avelus, and therefore refrain from listening to music and dancing, and yet they are very specific because Gdolei Yisrael do not shy away from addressing exceptional situations in which dancing, listening to music, or even playing a musical instrument are done for reasons other than simcha, other than rejoicing, for example, medical, physical, psychological reasons, or even one's parnasa. As we are now required to keep a minimum distance of Dalet Amris, 2 meters from each other, we're also reminded that since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and may be rebuilt speedily and in our days, the Shechina is found within the Dalet Amris of Halacha, as we find in the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph. And at times, Halacha will require it to be machmir, to be stringent, whereas other times it will allow or even require us to be lenient. Now, the common denominator is that as long as we are acting in accordance with Halacha, as established in Shulchan Aruch and respectable Poskim, and under the advice of Das Torah, responsible Das Torah, I may add, we are, as if it were, in the presence and in the same space as the Shekhinah itself. Now, in conclusion, although it is clearly beyond the scope of the shir to render a psak halacha, and it is incumbent on each person to seek appropriate halachic guidance from his or her Rav, especially given the very personal nature of these issues, we do find authoritative sources in contemporary poskim who do permit listening to music, dancing, and even playing musical instruments when such activities are done to placate intense sadness, to fight depression or other mental, physical, psychological reasons, or even one's parnosa. Ultimately, however, we should all daven that the Ribbono Shel Olam should bring an immediate end to the current Mageifa, a refuah shleima to all Chayilei Yisrael, and bring about the complete redemption of the Klal, so that we may have the zchus of rejoicing and listening to the ultimate music, to the singing of the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash, Bimheiro Veyomeino, Amen. And I leave you, Bebirkas, Mna Mageifo, Mi Nachalosecha. I wish one and all a very good day, good health, and all the brachas mentioned in the Torah.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.